my sound was the overdubbing of voices. So I'll never forget the faces of everyone, Donnie Kirshner in the studio and the musicians. I started by singing the first take, which was do-do-do-down, do-be-do-down-down. And I went through the entire 2.5 minutes, comma-comma-down, do-be-do-down-down. And everybody sort of looked at each other after a while and said, that doesn't sound like very much, you know. They didn't realize that the second and third voice would... I used to save the melody for the last take.
The history of rock and roll.
I love my calendar girl. Yeah, sweet calendar girl. I love my calendar girl. You meet you every day of the year. I love my calendar girl. Yeah, sweet calendar girl. I love my calendar girl.
Jorgen Ingman had one of the most distinctive sounds of 61, Apache. Orbison was in the midst of a hot streak in 1961 with records such as Running Scared. It was a time of Elvis imitators, among them Ral Donner, who confused a lot of listeners with "You don't know what you've got until you lose it."
You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I abused it. And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say, 'cause I know now I acted in a foolish way. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Tony Orlando, an 18-year-old from Union City, New Jersey, sang the original version of Halfway to Paradise, a hit from 1961. Contributed another pretty instrumental to pop music in 61, Never on Sunday, performed by Don Costa. The history of rock and roll turns a page into 1962 with Ray Charles' soulful adaptation of a country classic, I Can't Stop Loving You. Coming up...
History of rock and roll. I can't stop loving you.
I've made up my mind to live in memory. Sometimes so I'll just live my life of dreams of yesterday.
With millions of people liking this music, it must have something to say for itself. So I said, why not just record it, but not try to do it, and not try to sound like Ernest Tubb or somebody like that. Just do it and sing it my way. We did it, and the thing turned out to be very successful.
Ray Charles for the History of Rock and Roll, talking about I Can't Stop Loving You. A similar title, but a very different sound, compounded from country and western and 1940s jazz, was a hit for Frank Ifield, I Remember You, from 1962.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago. Tell them I remember. Tell them I remember you.
Frank Ifield hailed from England, as did Mr. Akerbilk, whose haunting clarinet made Stranger on the Shore the number two record from all of 1962. Shelley Fabre, a teen TV star, became a teen record star in 1962 with the release of this record.
Johnny.
Stars to veterans, the History of Rock and Roll continues its trip through 62 with another appearance by Nat King Cole.
Rambling Rose, Rambling Rose, why you ramble, no one knows. Why?
Also the year of an attractive weather record, the original Rhythm of the Rain by the Cascades.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again. Oh, listen to the falling rain.
The History of Rock and Roll continues through 62 with a bossa nova landing.
History of Rock and Roll.
Thank you.
Fred Getz and Charlie Bird produced the bossa nova standard in 1962, Desafinado. It was also a big year for another musical craze, the twist, a dance embraced equally by teenagers and high society. Joey D and the Starlighters had one of the dozens of twist records, Peppermint Twist. The Cookies added another kind of sound to 62 with a happy lament about chains. Lion Sleeps Tonight enriched the Tokens in 1962. Neil Sedaka was on his own by this time, but he remembered the start of the Tokens for the rockumentary.
The Tokens was a rock and roll group that I started in Lincoln High School back in Brooklyn. I was 15, and it was me, Hank Madress, Jay Siegel, and Cynthia Zollotin. Since then, Hank and Jay are in the group, and they've added the Madress boys. We had a couple of records together, and then I went out on my own. I left them before The Lion Sleeps Tonight. As a matter of fact, we just had some local New York hits that wouldn't even be important to mention. But I like to kid them about it. I sang bass, which is something very wild. Remember the days of bip, 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 bips and all those things, you know. And I'll never forget the day Hank Madress played me The Lion Sleeps Tonight. He said, "What do you think of it?" I said, "I think it stinks." Well, 3 million records later.
Rock and roll resumes with an instrumental straight out of vaudeville, which sold another million copies in 1960.
History of rock and roll.
Barbara Lynn clicked in 1962, the year of the stripper by David Rose. Miss Lynn shot up the charts with a moving interpretation of "You'll Lose a Good Thing." A number of fads swept through 62, the twist, the bossa nova, and the lifestyle and beat of surfing. Heading this new wave of music were the Beach Boys, led by Brian Wilson. The History of Rock and Roll asked Brian for a definition of surf music and received this response.
Surfing music in its completely basic form is a synthesis of styles of rock that had evolved up to about 1961 in the lyric content of, you know, speaking of surfing.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Born Johnny Tillotson, a college graduate, was discovered on a Nashville talent show. 1962 was the year of one of his biggest records. It keeps right on a hurtin'.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold me tight. Life seems so empty since you went away.
Born and raised in gospel, practically. My parents' mother's side of the family were gospel singers, known as the Dream Card Singers.
Dionne Warwick talks about her gospel background.
And my father's father is and was at the time a Methodist minister. And I kind of grew up in church and around that kind of music.
From words to music, the rockumentary focuses next on Dionne Warwick.